All right, so the last couple in the book of Luke, chapter 24, and just starting to touch a little bit on John's version of the same circumstances in John chapter 20. And this is as Jesus has resurrected. It's the morning of his resurrection, and Mary and some other women with her came to the tomb. They found that the stones rolled away. They found that Jesus was not there. And the things we've learned so far by reading mostly through Luke chapter 24 is that when they found that the stone was rolled away and his body was not there, they were discouraged. And even when the angels appeared and spoke to them, they were still perplexed. They didn't understand what was happening. They were perplexed and they were filled with fear. There was discouragement in their hearts. But then the angel said, told them, remember what Jesus had spoken to you when he was in Galilee. And then he spoke those words that Jesus had said. And the words that Jesus had told them is that he must be turned over to the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and then rise again on the third day. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 24, verse number 8, that when they heard, when the angel said, remember what Jesus said, and they heard that verse, that they heard those words that they had heard Jesus himself speak, they remembered his words, and this begins the change that took place in them. So then Mary went and told the other disciples. In her excitement and her zeal for what had happened, she went and told the other disciples. So in your life today, if you're faced with a situation where you feel perplexed, you don't know what to do, there's fear that's there, these are all just evidences for us. These are answers for us. These are insights as to how we should respond by looking at how they responded and how we can get to that place of walking in faith and walking in confidence and walking with our eyes, looking at him and knowing that his word is true regardless of what we see around us. So they remembered, and then they went and they spoke what they remembered. You know what? When you remember, when you're going through a hard time, and the Holy Spirit brings back to your remembrance a specific word or a specific verse and brings that back to your remembrance, that might not, you know, totally answer your whole situation. But as it starts to give you hope, share that with others. There's a strengthening that takes place in me when I share his word with you. Listen, I've been doing the prayer closet for, I think, six years now. And, you know, I've been sharing the word with people for 30 years. There's a lot of times, let's just use the prayer closet for example. So I'm here Monday through Friday, most weeks Monday through Friday, sharing the word with you. You know what? There's days that I face the same kind of problems, uncertainties, situations, the same things that you do. There's days when the emotions say something counter to what the word says. There's days that the enemy wants to drain me, wants to instill and stir fear in me. I face the same things you do. However, when I come and I open this microphone, I can always find the word of God, and I believe the word of God. And even though I might be going through a situation where I have not yet seen the entire resolution of that situation, I can still share the word that I know with you. And here's what happens when I share the word that I know with you. It stirs my faith, and it stirs my hope, and it stirs my confidence. It strengthens me as I share the truth of his word with you. It strengthens me. And the same thing is true for you. You don't have to have a radio program to do that. There's people in your life today. People you know, family members, friends, maybe co-workers. Maybe there's people that you think, well, I can't share the word of God with them. Yes, you can. We're designed. We're designed as his new creations to be the vehicles that he uses to share his word and to share the truth of his word. And so whatever word that you know or is on your heart, as you share that word, it's going to strengthen you. You know, maybe you're discouraged about something today. And maybe you don't really feel any great faith. This is why it's so imperative that even at those times you pick up the Word of God and read the Word of God. Because even if you just spend 5 minutes reading the Word of God, there will be something there in those verses that sticks and clings to your mind. And if you think about it and meditate it, it will bring you a little bit, if not total, at the very least, it's going to start you on the pathway of beyond hope, but expectancy. But it's going to give you a truth. It's going to give you something. It's something that you realize as a truth. And when you realize the word as truth, it always does something in your soul. But it also gives you a word that you can share with someone else to encourage someone else. And when you share the word with someone else, it does something inside of you. So we see that as Mary and these other women, they were looking for answers. They needed answers. They were perplexed. They didn't understand what was happening. And there was fear that was there. They remembered the word, that's number one, and then they spoke the word. They spoke what they knew. They spoke, and they went to Peter, to John, to all the other disciples. They went to them, and they shared the word that they had known, or that they had heard. They shared that word with them. That continued to strengthen their faith, and it did something for Peter and John as well, as we see that Peter and John then both got up and ran to the tomb in response to what Mary had shared, to what Mary and the other woman had shared with them. Now, we also saw in verses 11 and 12 that the words that Mary shared with the disciples didn't make any sense to them. They seemed like idle tales, and they did not believe them. So even though when Mary came and shared exactly what happened and the words that the angel had shared with them, and that word that was speaking the word of Jesus Christ, it was the very words that they had heard Jesus speak with his own tongue to their own ears. They remembered that. And even though that they repeated it, now they didn't believe, but it stirred something in them. You know, when you share the word with somebody else, even if you're struggling, Mary's still struggling. She still is not understanding. She still has not gotten to the resolution. She still has not totally left that feeling of being perplexed and not understanding. And she's still a little bit of uncertainty, or maybe even a lot of uncertainty. But it all resolves. And we see it resolve here in chapter 24 and then in John as well. But these are the steps. A, she remembered the word. B, she spoke the word. Speaking the word did something for her. It also did something for the disciples. Now, they didn't believe, but it still stirred something. When you share the word with somebody else, they may not believe it and receive it right away, but you planted the seed and the truth is there. And then the Holy Spirit can do his work once that seed is planted in their heart. But the Holy Spirit needs you and me to plant those seeds into people's hearts. See, Peter and John didn't believe, but they responded. It stirred them, and they both ran to see what it was that Mary had been talking about. They both ran to the tomb. They didn't believe, but they both ran to the tomb to see what was happening. In Luke's version, it says, "Then Peter arose, ran to the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves and departed, wondering to himself at that which had come to pass." So he's still wondering. He still doesn't understand. We saw yesterday when we looked at this from the book of John, in John chapter 20, as John himself is giving the details of this account. And John gives the account and adds more depth to the story. Luke just tells us that Peter, obviously John went too. And John, in his account, says that he and Peter both ran to the sepulcher. In verse number 5, it says, "And stooping down, he," speaking about himself, the one who was with Peter, "saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not enter. Then Simon Peter came following him, went into the tomb, and saw the linen cloth lying there." So Jesus had resurrected. They saw the burial clothes still lying there. "But the burial napkin or the kerchief, which had been around Jesus' head, was not laying with the other linen cloths, but was still rolled up, wrapped round and round in the place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first," so this is John, the one who's giving the account, and he calls himself the other disciple. "So as the other disciples, John, who had reached the tomb first, went in too, he saw and was convinced and believed." Now this makes it clear that he believed, and yet the implication is pretty strong that Peter still did not believe. And even by Peter's words that we saw in Luke, we saw that he left there wondering about this. So he's not believing. So we see that step number one, hear the word of God. This is what Mary did. Step number two, repeat, speak that word to others, and it has an effect on others. It led both Peter and John, who didn't believe when they first heard it, but it stirred them. You plant the seed. You speak the word that you know. It's going to encourage you, and it's going to impact someone else's life because you plant the seed in their soul. Then the Holy Spirit can work through that seed and develop that seed and grow that seed. And it grew fruit, and it was fruit that was harvested in both Peter and John. John right away, Peter was yet to come a little bit later. And I really want to show you the next one. Well, I'll just tell you what the next one is, and we'll look at it and finish this up tomorrow. But in Luke chapter 24, we see that the first thing is being reminded of the word. The second thing is talking to the word. And then we're going to see the next thing is going to be tomorrow, looking at John chapter 20. We're going to look at verses 11 through 16. As Mary believed, and she believed because she heard the voice of the Lord. And that's the next step for us, and we'll look at that tomorrow. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for who you are, for the truth of your word. We love you. We love you. We love your word. Let your word that we've just shared today, let that just be stirred in our hearts and in our lives. And let us, it's our desire that we start today by looking towards you, by setting aside, turning away from the things of the world and looking towards you with our hope, our trust, our faith, our love, and our confidence in you. Thank you, Jesus. You be glorified in our lives. In your name, amen.